These texts today are quite full. And so I'll have to talk fast, I guess. In this first text, we have what's called the great sin. The great sin in Semitic languages means adultery. Hata hagudala. So, but it's always applied in the, well, it's applied that way too, but often idolatry, turning from the Lord, is described biblically as adultery. Because it's breaking that bond of total exclusive commitment to God. And so it's adulterous. And so that's one of the lessons from this text. The other is the power of intercession. You see, the Lord says, leave me alone, I'm going to blot them out, and I will make of you a great people. Now, most people would say, well, I thank you very much, Lord, for the honor, you know. But God knew his servant. And his servant said, Lord, if you're going to blot them out, blot me out too, which is what he wanted to hear. Now he can save his people. Now he's got somebody identified with them who can pray and take them out of their misery, take them out of their darkness, and bring them to light. That's what he wanted to hear. And he knew he could get it from Moses. That's why he said, this people has committed a grave sin, yeah, or the grave sin, infidelity, adultery, making a god for themselves. Okay. If only you would forgive their sin. If you will not, then strike me out of the book that you have written. The Lord answered, him only who has sinned against me will I strike out of my book. Now go and lead the people to the place I have told you. That's the power of intercession. Now, how many of the great saints saw that? I've been reading Saint Faustina recently, and you know, her whole life, intercession for mercy for the world. Saint Therese, who said, God's mercy is so bottled up in him, I'm going to just give myself to him so that through me he can get out. I don't care what it costs me. See, that's how this goes. Now, in this text, you see, Martha is working hard. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Our Lord promises in Luke 12, in heaven, he's going to take off his cloak and wait on us. It's how we do it. You know, she's busy, 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 instead of, I'm going to make this because I love him. And so, it's not a question of, you know, after all, she is a saint, Martha. So, and she didn't give up working from now on, you know. She, but it's purity of heart, you see. And that's why she's a saint. But it's interesting. It's Augustine who points this out in his homily on this part of the gospel. The Lord promises to serve us. The same word, diakonin, to wait on us in heaven. He's going to gird himself and wait on us. Isn't that remarkable? In other words, it's love that makes the difference. Because if we love the Lord, we won't take our eyes off him and be puffed up by our projects. We want to serve him, and that's all. Now, he may say to you, go over there and just pray. That's plenty of service. That's great. I need that. Do that. Do it. But it's interesting that serving the Lord means for everyone, at least, Moses' intercession. Take me. Change me. work your will in me. Fill my heart with such love that you can hear it and change the world.